At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Well, good morning, Kenny, the tables. Boy, they have turned tremendously here over the last 24 hours. I mean, I don't know. Well, you gave me a look. Where were you going to take that? Where are you going to take that right now?
On a normal day, when you battle, not only battle, but you win a joint practice versus one of the top joint practice teams in recent modern NFL history.
I said C in Santa Clara yesterday.
The Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Cleveland Browns go to, is it in Philadelphia? Is that where they do these things?
Born and raised.
Okay. And the head coach, Kevin Stefanski, takes them to the Palestra. He
went to the Palestra?
Yeah, supposedly it was going to be another reunion, all the Philadelphia stuff he likes to do.
I got a hot take he's not going to like.
Okay.
It'll get back to him, too. I'm not taking him by the Palestra. I don't care.
No?
Nope. Take that. Boom. Don't care.
What about the Rocky Steps?
Hinkle Fieldhouse? No, Rocky Steps are fine.
Okay.
Hinkle Fieldhouse, all right. If I go to Philly, which I've been to Philly, the Palestra was at like 99th on my thing. You're telling me all these... all these college basketball teams that nobody outside of Philadelphia can really mention.
Give me one for two-second trivia.
Give me one
Baltimore
for two-second trivia.
University.
You tell me. Yeah, do
Baltimore?
That. Do we have two-second trivia on Wednesday, Mitch?
Yeah,
next
we
Wednesday?
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm good.
Yeah. Throw that question out there. For everybody listening,
the Big Five.
Lima's going to give us one of the teams that play their college basketball at the Palestra.
At one point,
Palestra. Listen, this ain't Lima and Fanta. It's Lima and Carmen. Mm. I don't care about the Palestra. Hinkle Fieldhouse.
You don't think Miles Garrett.
Paulie Pavilion.
Who wanted to play professionally. Whose brother played in the NBA.
It could be the Brook Park Rec Center for all he cares.
You don't think he cares about the vaunted Palestra?
It could be the Avon. Does Avon Lake have a rec center?
Dave McMenamin is not going to be happy when this gets back to him.
The what?
The anchor.
It could be the anchor for all he cares. It doesn't matter. You think Miles Garrett really cares? Guy from Texas? I can't name who plays at the Palestra. He's going to get back to Andy Roth. He's going to try to get me let go.
I think
not even my boss anymore.
Does actual Penn play there now?
Who knows?
I don't, like, Villanova doesn't play
Colonial
there.
$6.99
a month.
LaSalle?
Term life insurance.
What about LaSalle?
Yeah. All these great teams that no longer play there.
Oh, Temple used to, didn't they?
They used to. Oh, we got to go to the Palestra. Why? No one plays there. It's just this building. It's an old historical building. Great. 1927. Okay. It's not even 100 years old.
I was ready to sound off.
Philly, there's a lot of great things in Philadelphia. I've been to Philadelphia. Eagles fans, if you're clicking in,
It doesn't touch me. If you guys like that basketball, like the history of basketball, and there's John Rothstein wants to get mad at me over it, fine, I don't care. A bunch of teams used to play there. Congratulations. Oh, Penn Quakers men's wrestling wrestles there. That's what'll get me in the door.
That's a big five.
That'll get Owen and I in the door.
They just got a $20 million stipend. I don't think they'll be wrestling there much longer.
You said the big five. Who are the five?
I don't know if Drexel was in there at any point, but I know Temple, St. Joseph's, all right, LaSalle, Villanova.
You go on with what you were going to say. So I'm going to try to read about the five here.
I was going to say it was an amazing homecoming. You know, the first day, there were a lot of wins for the Browns, even though they went down as an official L that first day with Elliot Shore.
Parks,
who was on the afternoon drive yesterday. And yesterday, though, a dramatic sea change in the hierarchy of the NFL football, because the Browns went there and they kicked their ass, Kenny. They kicked the Philadelphia defending Super Bowl champion Eagles. They kicked their ass.
Yeah, they did.
Normally, that means it's Super Bowl Super Browns time. Here's Elliot Shore Park on the afternoon show with Nick and Jonathan Peterlin.
I thought the Eagles won yesterday. The Browns won today. But wherever you fall in yesterday's practice, today was much more of a clear victory than yesterday was for the Eagles. I thought the Browns absolutely, you know, destroyed the Eagles for the later part of practice. I had the Browns starting quarterback, which was Joe Flacco, I believe, for all their first team reps, going 9 of 13 with 4 touchdowns, including 3 touchdowns in the final team period. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Browns are not going to be very good this year, but they were certainly very impressive today.
And then they had beers after the game, after the practice. So you guess what? That's our Super Bowl, man. That's our Super Bowl. They should have put Joel Batonio should have shaken up the Miller Lite and sprayed it all over Wyatt Teller up there in the middle of the Philadelphia sun.
Can I order a Sports Illustrated Cleveland Browns joint practice telephone?
Yeah, of course.
Harold Fannin was walking off the field and they put a camera in front of him and said, "Where are you taking your family? Where are you taking them?"
Hershey Park.
right up the road.
Which, they, by the way, guys, they actually did drink beer. Landon Dickerson brought out beer.
They did.
They were drinking Miller Lights out there. That's now a real story.
I did tell Ken on the phone, old me.
Look at these guys.
Single Anthony Limo, who was ready to mix it up on social media. I did say old me might have said that the Browns don't get to drink until they win the Super Bowl.
That's stupid.
That
old you would have been stupid.
Celebrating is for champs. The Eagles are the champs. The Browns are 3-14.
New you says a lot of stupid stuff too, so I don't know which one to yell at.
That you need to dangle the carrot. Drinking is for the winners.
They won. They won the practice yesterday, so they get to drink the beers.
Don't the defending Super Bowl champs get to anoint anyone else?
Was this a passing
of the can?
Maybe it was. Maybe Landon Dickerson goes, "You guys are the chosen ones now. Off you go." And then the Browns said, "We are the chosen ones. Quinshon Judkins is now available to play after the NFL has their say about it. And it seems that Isaiah Bond is going to be available to play." And boy, what an afternoon that became. I saw my phone. I went, "You're kidding me. Quinshon, these charges are dropped? Well, okay then." And then Isaiah Bond, can I just give this little story here? So I go over. It just sounds like it's such easy product placement. But I go over to Classic Chevy, and I'm talking to the guys. They go, "Did you see we signed Isaiah Bond?" And I went, "What?" He goes, "You didn't know about this?" I go, "I was driving. I was on the phone. I was on the phone with you. And you weren't looking at your phone while you were on the phone with me." No. So Lime and I are talking, and like as I pull into the dealership, they had signed Isaiah Bond, or apparently they are looking into what is the situation.
Well, he wrote Isaiah paragraphs that he signed with the Browns.
Isaiah Bond wrote a whole thing about joining the Browns, so I don't think it's official. The Browns haven't put out anything, but Adam Schefter is saying that Isaiah Bond is joining the Browns, so apparently we're getting Isaiah Bond from Texas, who did have a sexual assault allegation against him.
You know how the Lakers, there's just always something about the Lakers, they get the superstar, right? Or the Green Bay Packers have had, you know, like 30 years of here's one quarterback to the next. We apparently are always going to have a player that is charged with either domestic assault or a sexual assault.
Yeah, it's,
and I'm not even trying to make light of it.
I know you're not.
Because it's just who the Browns are. The Browns are always going to take these swings. So, and I do think I have a theory on it. I have a theory on why it's the Browns. I think the Browns have said, you know, in the past, they've got the largest, the most robust analytics group known to mankind that helps in not just game day ops, but scouting. They have done all this. They've thrown more money at it than just about everybody in the NFL. I mean, the catalog of names they have in their analytics department. Yet, their drafting in the Andrew Berry regime is, of any GM that's been around 6 years, has to be the bottom, right? And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful about this draft class. There are guys I love in this draft. Harold Fannin, by the way, apparently has been awesome. So I'm excited
Carson
about
Schlesinger
that.
Carson all over the field.
Yeah, Mason Graham, who was drawing double teams in the first preseason game. Whatever.
So what were your? What, do you want me to give my initial thoughts?
I'm getting to my theory. Right. So I think the Browns are now, as analytically driven as they are, I think they throw their hands up in the air and they say, draft's kind of a crapshoot, and we've been missing, and we've been missing, and we've been missing. So at the very least, let's go after the guys that would have been better draft picks and let's call them valuable because that's where the market inefficiency is. Like guys that slipped, like Philadelphia has gotten players over the years in the draft and Baltimore has gotten players in the draft that they've been able to have them fall in their laps later that should have gone way higher because of either allegations, accusations, bad temperament, injuries, whatever. And I think the Browns are saying, hey, you know what? It works out for those guys. So this whole thing's a crapshoot. Let's just do this because we can't draft well on our own. So this is what we have to rely on. And let's hope they come through. Of course, we have a laundry list of players that with the Browns, it has not worked out. And it's made the Browns one of the most unlikable teams in recent NFL history. And so the Browns are probably already unlikable. We don't win games. So let's throw the darts. See, and that's what they're doing here. And I do think
the second sentence is the operative sentence, though.
And,
that's
and by
the way,
in the dealings we have with our callers every day and people on social media, yeah, there's always a few who are like, oh, why would the Browns do this? But for the most part, I think we all can recognize that if the Browns won games, their fans would be quiet. If Deshaun Watson would have been a good quarterback, all the people that said they left the Browns, they would have come back. They would have bought playoff tickets. And I think the Browns know that. And so they have that on their side. So it doesn't matter when Mary Kay writes that D and Jimmy are just so upset. They lose sleep over allegations and all this. And they bring in Lisa Friel, the NFL special counsel for investigations, to talk about domestic violence cases. That's all the optics. And yeah, they talk to them like a symposium of all the young players to not commit these things. But in the end, the Browns every time are going to sign these players and hope that they're getting value out of it.
So let me say this. There's a lot of things that I have been disrespectful on when it comes to Nick Wilson's opinions.
Okay.
I'm not trying to make a joke there. It comes off like I am, but I'm not. I know what Nick said yesterday. I respect Nick's opinion.
Which was?
Nick had a serious problem with them signing or looking like they're going to sign Isaiah Bond. I respect Nick's opinion. However, when you said the second sentence, they're unlikable, they don't win. It's like, that's the one. Because I see teams in the NFL, and I'm not trying to push anything aside from the Browns. They're 3-14. The reason that they get hammered, though, is because they're 3-14. Because they have a history of being a 3-win football team. That's their history. I brought up to you yesterday. I go, I'd love to sit there and call the Browns the victim when it comes to the Shedeur Sanders speculation and all the crazy conspiracy theories out there. They're only a victim of their previous failure. That's all they're a victim of. So there's no victimization there when it comes to the Shedeur Sanders stuff. And this is an extension of it. Because there's other teams that, yeah, they sign guys who have very troublesome pasts, and then they go out and win 14 games. They're called the Kansas City Chiefs. And they have been known under the Andy Reid era, you win. And when you win, I don't think people are going and celebrating all the things that happen off the field or the previous transgressions alleged or confirmed off the field. But winning is the key. And they're a desperate team that's trying to win. They're desperate. when you're the first team that's in on Isaiah Bond, and we know what our wide receiver room looks like, you're desperate. When we were all down about, I can't believe this guy who seems, and we, again, this shows you, we don't know each other as well as we all think we do. I've interviewed Quinshon Judkins 3 times since he got drafted. The night he got drafted and 2 other times. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. Seemed like a nice guy. And now these charges are being dropped. I don't know what the NFL is going to have their say about all this. Just because of the courts, they're gone. Seems like the court of public opinion is going to have its say. But the name of the game is ultimately to win. And I can wring my hands and I can be upset, but it's trickled down into major college football. Tone, if we covered Penn, University of Penn, or we covered any one of the 5 teams that played at that palestra, I could get myself twisted in knots if I really wanted to. But the name of it is to try to win.
Is there a number of players
and I think there
that
are
would
players...
be too much for you, Ken Carmen, that would make you uncomfortable?
How?
An amount of players. Like we already, Mike Hall, Perrion Winfrey, Devin Bush
that.
Is on the team.
I understand that.
Obviously, now you know, Judkins. And look, we want all these guys.
Anthony, I don't
is
think
there
any,
a number that it would be too much?
No, I don't. So, there's no over-under on
okay.
it. But I don't think
so
anybody's.
You would never be uncomfortable.
It does, no.
Because you've
Hold
used
on.
The term uncomfortable before.
I don't think anybody's comfortable. I don't think anybody's comfortable. No, who's comfortable talking about what Isaiah Bond was accused of? Who's comfortable talking about the charges that were dropped against Quinshon Judkins? Nobody's comfortable. So there's no number, yes, no, 5, 8, doesn't. There's no number of it. Nobody's comfortable with it.
Do you think the Browns would just be better off signing another wide receiver that doesn't have, you know, allegations or...
In the court of public opinion, yeah, but...
So are you surprised they still do it?
No.
Because I am. I am. After,
no.
After they brought in that woman to talk to the Browns and Dee and Jimmy turned to the cameras and said that, you know, enough is enough. We're going to do all our due diligence. Like, I just would think, just from sheer optics.
So you have a problem
even
with
if, I got to say, I'm stunned that they went right back to the well on the same day that they got some good news out of Judkins. And we still don't know. We still don't know if he's going to be suspended or not. We've had players before... based on the NFL investigation, that charges were dropped that have been suspended. So we'll wait to see what happens here. But I'm just surprised, like, they couldn't even wait a week. They couldn't even wait 2 days. It was the same day.
Because they can't.
It almost seems like they are flaunting it in the face. Like, the women that are Browns fans, it almost seems like they are rubbing it in their faces. And believe me, I saw that reaction yesterday from a lot of Browns fans that are women on social media that have a following that are sick to their stomach, that they can't stay away from guys.
I think they simply see it as, if we don't get to the wide receiver, other teams will, and we need a wide receiver. I think that's the way they see it. I'm surprised. You have this. I respect your opinion.
I mean, I'm being dead ass. My wife said, if our daughter grows up and ever hangs out with a Browns player, she was going to be fired up. Like, that's what women are saying locally. Like, that's not just a random woman. Like, I saw it on Instagram yesterday. There were women that were fired up about this. And they have no idea who Isaiah Bond is.
All right.
They probably have no idea who Judkins is. They do have an idea that the Browns, the first chance they get, will be the team that will sign these guys every single time.
So, Lama, I got to tell you, you've surprised me a little bit with your opinion of it. Quinshon Judkins, his charges are dropped. Seems that he is now free to join the Browns or to sign a contract with the Browns because he hasn't actually signed a contract. Once he signs a contract, then I think Rodgers is going to have his say. And the NFL is going to have this say, and they probably want to move that along probably quickly within this situation. Well, he'll be put on an exempt list, and then you would go on from there. Isaiah Bond, he has said he is getting ready to sign with the Browns. Lima draws umbrage with it. He's not the only one. Nick Wilson yesterday, this is him on Afternoon Drive, wasn't very thrilled.
It's not that hard to have a little bit of class. It's not that hard to honor this freaking city. Like, seriously, man. I got family here. I got generations of people that have supported this team, and you've brought shame on us every time. Where can I turn?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Eagles got a Super Bowl for their moral indiscretions. Where's ours? Oh, by the way, don't worry. We got it. Don't question them. Don't question the big corporation. They won't know more than you blue-collar peons. I mean, dude, you couldn't let 90 minutes pass from one big legal what the bleep was that to the next? I'm like, why do we do this? Why do any of us do this?
See, I disagree when he mentions the Eagles and say they got their Super Bowl. It's like, okay, so they're bad. They're 3-14, and this doesn't make anything better. But would it be all right if they won Super Bowls? Would it be all right if they were a playoff team?
I think
every
most
year?
Fans would say yes.
Yeah, I think,
but on
I'm gonna throw this at Owen real quick. I'm gonna throw this at Owen. I mean, you're a Chiefs fan. You grew up a Chiefs fan.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Or Chiefs fan in
I'll stop you there. I got a push notification yesterday from Kansas City, the Odyssey station in Kansas City, that said Rashee Rice will be eligible the first four games because he's not going to court for his stuff from over a year ago until September 30th.
So that's part of it as well. But let me ask you,
it's a different realm, but it's still not, you know, it's still not great.
And that's my entire point of it. Is like, hey, again, Nick, I respect you. This is beyond show stuff. I respect Nick, okay? But when you're saying, well, the Eagles got a Super Bowl for their indiscretions. All right, well, you just said it right there. Because if they did, Super Bowls shouldn't matter if we're going to be that upset about it. If we're going to be that mad, Super Bowls and winning shouldn't matter. So where do we draw the line? Because Like, I look at a Chiefs fan. I'm sure Chiefs fans, they celebrated Patrick Mahomes. They celebrated Travis Kelce. They tolerated Tyreek Hill. They celebrate, I'm guessing here, Owen, they celebrated Chris Jones. They tolerated Andy Reid's son.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the thing you do when it comes to pro sports.
You don't have to talk about that bad because you've got enough good to talk about.
Exactly. Right? We don't have enough good. And so what it in the reason why I look at them like, hey man, I'm not saying you guys are completely out of order for what you're saying. This is an emotional thing. Because if they do go terrible this year and things do end up poorly, this is all used against them. This is all used against them.
Well, it's all right. That's the thing. You don't have to wait. It is being used against them right now in the moment because of their bad PR, because they've been such a bad team.
And if Quinshon Judkins were to get in trouble again, God forbid, or if Isaiah Bond were to get in trouble again, God forbid, well, then you say, well, what did you guys do? You guys say you do your due diligence. Do you? Mary Kay writes, you do your due diligence. Do you do it? Because you went ahead and signed him. And here we go again. You have this again. So this is still like, you take the risk. You take the risk with the bad PR hit. You take the risk with the initial PR. And then you take the risk of getting a phone call on an early morning. And you hope that doesn't happen. So it's on them. They want to win. The name of the game is winning. They haven't won. It's blamed right on them. When they do start to win, we will celebrate some of the good guys on the team. We'll tolerate some of the past indiscretions of the not-so-great guys that we think are not-so-great guys on the team. That's the NFL. That's the league. I'm not trying to condone it. I'm trying to be as realistic as I possibly can.
Well, you just seem like you're in the camp of the Browns might as well keep firing, might as well keep throwing darts regardless of the backgrounds or whatever. Like, it seems like you don't seem to care at all. You've gotten to the point. And maybe I've kind of vacillated throughout my life as a Browns fan. When I was young, in my 20s, I didn't care. When Ray Lewis was you know, the identity of the Baltimore Ravens, and then they made him out in the end to be almost a pastor, you know, on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he was talking to kids and reading books to kids. I'm like, well, the NFL doesn't care. Why
That's
do we?
That's part of it.
But as I've gotten older, I've changed. I'm surprised you haven't
have
with kids.
You? Because, I mean, we had this conversation about Deshaun Watson 3 years ago, and you were like, hey, man, I respect you. You said what I'm saying right now. Like, I respect your guys' opinion, but I want to win. This is a really great quarterback, and I want this quarterback to play for my football team. And I know that these cases are still out there, and I understand he's still going through it with the county down in Texas.
You were famously uncomfortable with that.
I was really uncomfortable. And as I look at this football team, I go, they're interested in trying to do one thing, and they don't do it very well. They're interested in trying to win. And as I look across the NFL,
do you think this was worth the squeeze on this one? Isaiah Bond, a guy who was, you know, I talked to somebody yesterday, said he was a fourth or fifth round.
And I talked to people who said he was a second round projection.
You were okay with this one, though? The day of the Judkins? That kind of surprises
me.
The
timing's odd, but in
the way... You can just say the timing's bad.
The timing is
horrific.
The timing is bad. But the timing is, if they don't get him, okay, the Chiefs could get him. And who's going to say boo to a goose about the Chiefs getting him? The Steelers could get him. Who's going to say boo to a goose about the Steelers getting him? You know, good football teams could get him and add to their arsenal. The Browns are in desperate need of good wide receivers.
So do you roll your eyes then when Mary Kay has her report about the Lisa Friel coming to talk to the Browns and Dee and Jimmy saying we're taking all this seriously, but they're the first team to line up for now basically every player that might have a red flag?
No, I think that they wish that their players wouldn't be out of line. I think they wish that their players wouldn't allegedly against them.
I think they lose all credibility on this stuff going forward. I do.
But who has it?
I think who has it in the NFL? And I think you would.
Who has it?
I hate to say it because we're in the Cleveland bubble, but if it were Pittsburgh doing this every day, I think you'd be a little louder.
People would rip them. Yeah, people would rip them. But I don't necessarily care for the Chiefs. He mentioned Philadelphia. I got a lot of respect for Philadelphia's organization, and they have, as Nick said, the past transgressions. I can't say I'm an emotional person. I can't say I wouldn't be a little bit louder going, but what the hell are the Steelers doing over there? What the hell are the Ravens doing over there? Especially, I mean, God, you had a guy like John Harbaugh talking about the standard and God knows what, and then people were throwing it in his face with the Justin Tucker allegations, were they not? So it's real uncomfortable, but that's the NFL. That's this league. And in so many ways, that's pro sports. Johnny in Cleveland, hello.
Yes, Can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead.
So I have an issue because I thought it was innocent until proven guilty. That's what I thought it was. All of a sudden, there's no way we should condemn these kids and these guys, especially if the courts and the police and the investigators and detectives said that they didn't do anything. We're throwing them to the trash because of a accusation. There's no proof.
Well, which one are you talking about here? Are you just saying in general you're a believe all NFL players first on this stuff,
which one specifically? The Judkins case. All of
Judkins. They do know. The Browns do know there was an altercation. It's not like there's a denial there was an altercation. They're saying it was self defense, and they have bruising on the alleged victim. There's bruising on her face, multiple different spots on her face. They have the pictures. That's why the police charged them. It's different. There's obviously a difference, as we know, as we unfortunately have to catalog on Sports Talk Radio. There is a massive difference between being able to charge somebody and then being able to win a court case against them. Right. It's a he said, right. She said, and nobody was there. And so that's all you have. That's why it's very difficult to try these cases at times. It's why a lot of victims don't even come forward. It's why there's oftentimes a delay in victims coming forward. In this case, like Ezekiel Elliott was suspended 6 games for something similar. So I am afraid that Judkins is still probably going to get suspended.
Honestly, Johnny, I agree with Anthony. I think that he's probably still going to get suspended. Honestly, Johnny, hold on. Johnny, okay. Stay with me.
Right.
See,
right.
Like the charges are dropped. So I look at it and I go, it's the NFL. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity to sign somebody here. I'm being as baseline as I could possibly be about that. But I also know, Johnny, that, again, this is just used, if we're talking about any evidence, this is just used against them after the end of a bad season or whether or not to let people go. That is where we're at on this. The courts and the court of public opinion are two different things. And I would want, you know, if the Browns were a really good franchise, I'd go, I wonder why you're bringing this in. Do you trust the locker room that much? Okay, but why are you bringing in these troubles and having us to have these talks about this with a really good football team? Now I see it as I go, it's not.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Not a hey, what the hell, but they're a desperate football team. We obviously know where they're at, and they're going to try to find talent wherever they can. And according to what the NFL is going to state, they're eventually going to let Quinshon Judkins play. I don't know about Isaiah Bond and his situation and what the NFL is going to deem and rule about that, but they're eventually going to let him play too. So right. If they're going to play, the Browns see it as let's have him play for us.
I agree with you on that. But he hit home because I have a buddy, I ain't going to say his name, but I have a buddy, he got accused of something. He was a great football player, accused. And the young person accused him, it was a video with her joking about it, saying, he's in trouble or whatever. And he was exonerated, but they didn't even care about the video. They just care about the accusation. And that's why it's so close to heart to me. Because it's like, wow, even if I'm innocent, and I know I'm innocent, but just because I got accused of this, now it's a dark shadow following me around. That's the only issue I have about that.
Johnny, thank you very much for the call.
That sucks. These are always he said, she said situations, and that's why it's always very interesting to me that the NFL conducts their own investigation, and they come in after the fact, and they try to be an investigative body. And they have all people that did this for a living, you know, working for them in the NFL. And why is the NFL doing any of this? Because they want good PR. They want good PR. And that's why guys end up getting suspended, even if nothing happens in a court of law.
I know we talk about Fatlock, but this is what you've just done for the last 40 minutes is what the NFL cares about. What they care about.
They don't want, that's why 40 minutes on a local sports talk radio show.
That's why there would be, because they try to be something for everybody. This has been... I mean, when they signed Deshaun Watson, I didn't want them to sign Deshaun Watson. I mean, good God, we were very clear about that at that time. I didn't think he was... I mean, but ever since then, I mean, let's be honest. I didn't think he was a really good quarterback. I didn't think he was a great quarterback coming out of the draft. Any of the other stuff, personally, I mean, that was... I didn't see that coming from miles and miles and miles away, the allegations, that type of stuff. Didn't like it. And the team was better at that time. And I go, do you really want, I know they're desperate and they wanted to pay off the losing in 2016 and 17. And I go, do you really want to jump into this when everybody likes you? And here they are. And there's allegations here. These allegations have been dropped. Charges have been dropped against Quinshon Judkins. These allegations, charges have been dropped against Isaiah Bond. And I just understand that they're a desperate football team. I don't look forward to having these shows. I don't. I'll tell you that. But I understand where they're coming from.
That's why I'm surprised you just wouldn't say, "Hey, not this time. Why don't we wait this for a little bit?"
Because honestly, if they were,
let's just avoid this.
Because
this is, you know, at this point when it's not even an hour. Nick said in the rant that we played last segment.
Yeah,
like, you couldn't wait an hour.
But sometimes timing isn't going to be convenient for these things, and you're going to take your hit, and that's the way it goes. Because I tell you, if they were the type of team that they were coming off where, you know, they had some success and then they made it, I didn't understand it. And if they were coming off success, I might not understand it now because it's like, well, do you really want to invite that? It could be a locker room problem for you. And people are more open to doing that because they believe they have stronger locker rooms at that time. I just went on a crazy rant yesterday about who's the leader here? Who's your leader? You don't have leaders. So they're going to throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. And when it doesn't stick and people are mad, they're going to be mad because they're losing first. And then all the other things that we are talking about here, then that's going to come to light. And it's not just Cleveland. It's not just Cleveland. If New Orleans had this situation and they went out there and won 3 games this coming year, it would be their situation too, because that's pro sports. I can find morality in pro sports. I can find nice things in pro sports, but I don't know if I should always go looking for it. Josh in Elyria, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Josh.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I was gonna go out and say, you know, what the difference between, you know, no one saying boo to a goose to Pittsburgh or, you know, the Chiefs or the Eagles if they were to pick these guys up, right? The difference is they bleeping win. But, you know, then, you know, we go bargain bin shopping for these sketchy guys, and any other team, they would be on the shortest leash with the minimum amount of money. What do? We give them the biggest contracts in the NFL. And this is a pattern of behavior 15 years in the making, gentlemen. I mean, look to the top. Look at the controversies and sketchiness that surrounded the Haslams when they came in with Pilot and Flying J. They had the flippin' FBI watching them and investigating them. And we're surprised by this? Like, all these guys get, they go speeding, and, oh, you know, slow down, guys, slap on the wrist. Well, you know, and that's the least of our issues.
Well, yeah, when it comes to speeding, I don't know if that's the issue. But, Josh, do I go looking for any of this in pro sports? It's nice to find it. I look at a guy like Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez is a great guy. And, hell, you look at guys on the Browns right now. Joel Bitonio is a great guy. DeJuan Jones, fine young man. But if I find morality, I'm going to take it and I'm going to love it. But if I can't go looking for it. I can't.
Well, here's the thing. I could turn a semi-blind eye to morality if they produce results. Everything that I've seen so far from these bad actors in the trend of bad actors that we've had, and it's been a trend. We've had a laundry list of duds on mediocre teams in mediocre seasons. But if you're gonna be a bad actor, if you're gonna be a bad boy, then you better be putting up numbers.
So, Josh, but that's exactly the point I've been making this entire.
Yeah, Ken's kind of trying to call out that hypocrisy.
Yeah, I mean, Josh just said it. If they were 14-3, you got yourself another. Hey, those charges have been dropped. There's gold in them, their hills. Let's see whether or not this kid can hack it. He was a good wide receiver for Texas, but because you're 3-14, and I will say, because when you not only go and trade for Watson when Watson gets a great big contract. Like Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond are not going to make a lot of money this year.
Yeah.
They're not going to make a lot of money. But when you do have the Deshaun Watson thing and then he goes out and he's that bad, and let's be honest, for over the last 3 years, there's been some things that he's gone out and tried to do in goodwill, but you can tell he doesn't seem to really like it here. The fans don't seem to really want him here. He doesn't seem to really even want to be here, to the point where people were talking about the hat he was wearing in the preseason game last week. Say, well, it kill you to wear a Browns hat while you're on the sidelines there? Like that.
Yeah, and I want to say, I am not. I've never been morality police. I've never said only get guys that are valedictorians. And, you know, obviously this game and sports in general, like, we don't always know about all these guys. Quinshon Judkins, I mean, there was no rap sheet. There was no, and I came on here, I defended the Browns when they took him, and I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. I can't believe that we had one of these issues, and we'll see if he ends up getting suspended. I do wonder sometimes about guys, like when we say represents the Cleveland Browns and ends up representing the city. Like, I think you were on the same page with me when Pac-Man Jones, when there was talk about Pac-Man Jones, I'm like, anybody else just kind of don't want him in our community? Like, yeah, Pac-Man Jones.
No, he went after you.
He's not an innocent.
He himself went after
you. He was not an innocent until proven guilty. He's been a guilty, 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 arrested, 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 arrested. Like, eventually, you know, Perrion Winfrey was another one. I was told by somebody, an NFL guy, like, you don't want this guy on your, you don't want him living in your community. And what happened? He immediately met some local, got into it with her. There was video. Like, sometimes you just don't want guys in your community because not just because they'll embarrass the team. It's just like you don't want them here around people in public. And so I really hope the Browns, they say they do all their due diligence. They brought in speakers to talk about domestic violence. Eventually, I think it just might help them to just stay away from somebody who's even around the periphery.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.